Syracuse economic development officials have taken the first step toward taking ownership of the old Hotel Syracuse so it can be reopened. We get more from the Innovation Trail's Ryan Delaney.
Economic development officials hope this will be the last winter the downtown Hotel Syracuse has to sit dormant. But the construction that will reopen the shuttered building is still months away. The Syracuse Industrial Development Agency named a preferred developer Tuesday. That announcement will trigger reviews and a public hearing. The city's Ben Walsh says that will allow them to exercise eminent domain, the state's power to take over private property, after 2 years of other attempts.
Between the urgency associated with the property and the fact that we feel like we have the right developer and the right vision for the project, the timing is right to move.
Edward Riley is the principal of that preferred developer, the Syracuse Community Hotel Restoration Company. He hopes to have the hotel designated the county's official convention center hotel. He'd also like to bring in a national hotel chain to put its logo on the hotel. Both measures would boost marketing.
The hotel has always done very, very good local social catering. You know, it's always had a lot of events there. It was the center for a lot of activity for a lot of years. We want to bring that back.
The city has tried several times over the past few years to seize the hotel over back taxes, but each time its efforts were blocked. In Syracuse, I'm Ryan Delaney for WRVO News.